It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer are here because it's Beer 30 time. Welcome, guys.
Woo!
Hello, Daniel.
You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, Sports Meets Beer. We don't say it enough, but meats like the protein is what
correct.
You guys first ever told me. So make sure people are searching correctly.
Yeah, M-E-A-T-S.
Right.
Is that meat?
Right.
Right.
In the middle.
Today we have...
Well, we've got a special beer from a special brewery.
We'd just like to say, good morning, beautiful.
Yeah. Good one. I like that. This is from Belching Beaver. And the reason I picked this up is because it is a collaboration brew or a dedication brew to one of my favorite bands, the Deftones, based out of Sacramento.
Nice.
Don't get much play here on 97.7 The River, but you know what? In a couple more years, they'll be classic rock.
Yeah, one day.
They'll get there.
The threshold now, I think, unfortunately.
This is their, it's called Good Morning Beautiful, which is the name of a Deftones album. Yes, I said album. It's a brown ale with coconut, coffee, and maple syrup.
Very interesting.
So this is essentially breakfast in a bottle is what
it's
telling you.
Drinking a pancake.
Right. Yeah. So when you go through the AATMF, that's the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. The best five things you could say about a beer at a party to sound like a smart guy or on a podcast. This thing is, usually brown ales, everyone has a comparison of Newcastle.
Right.
For the most brown ales, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is much darker. It looks like a stout or even a porter. So this has really, really, really dark. So I'm expecting a lot of toasted hazelnutty flavor. Aroma, same thing. You get the maple syrup sweetness. You get a little bit of toasted coconut out of that. But it's really, really intriguing. And
it
then,
smells really good.
Yeah. It smells like suntan lotion, but not in the overpowering way. Just that subtle, hint of it.
Yeah.
Not that I wear it, but it's one of those things where...
That's funny.
Yeah. I just one of those things like you smell and you instantly your mind takes you back to like a beach or something like that. That's what this kind of reminds me of. This beer is dynamic.
Yeah, this beer is rocking. It delivers on all of the things it says that it is.
Yeah.
From nose to finish.
I mean, the brown ale isn't my favorite category, but usually you get a certain amount of smoothness with it. And this is absolutely it is that smooth beer. The coconut is prevalent. Like you said, it hits everything and it's crazy. How in every sip, it really, it's all separate, but it still is very, very, very well put together, and it's balanced in the best way.
So a while back, there was a beer that Rogue Ales from up in Oregon did, I'm sure they do it every year, but we were really excited about it. It was a maple bacon ale, I think. Remember,
yes.
It was in the Voodoo Donut Ale. It was in that bright pink bottle, and it was the whole thing. Everybody was really excited to try it because it was a very limited release, and then you tried it, and it was they poured liquid smoke into some Aunt Jemima and then brewed beer with that.
Yes.
And they were getting away with, the cachet of being this maple bacon beer. And it worked because the packaging was good and whatnot. But since then, I think there's been a real tightening of the machine in the beer industry to do beers that are like that and actually have them be a beer, really.
Yeah.
And so this, the maple syrup is the one that always throws me at something like this. If you get real, real raw grade A or grade B maple syrup, of course it's naturally sweet, but there's not a lot of sugar sweet to it, like your standard log cabin or Aunt Jemima maple. I was afraid that this was going to be ultimately too sweet, but the roastiness in this, the malt profile, and the subtlety in the maple make this incredibly well balanced. It's a sweet beer, don't get me wrong, but I think it's really well put together.
It's seasoned perfectly. It tastes amazing and it's really well balanced. This is something that if we were by a campfire hanging out camping or something, it'd be absolutely perfect to end the night.
Natural. I mean, we've talked about it before. You just brought it up. But in the past, we talked about the synthetic flavors that some of them have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't taste synthetic at all, which is, I think, a winner.
For sure.
Because when I first read the bottle, I was like, oh boy, this is going to be
right. It's a lot of different.
Yeah.
A lot of different strong flavors.
Right.
And a lot of times they don't always dance well. So this is done very well. Hats off to you, Belching Beaver.
And the Deftones.
The Deftones as well.
Thank you, Deftones.
In fact, we're going to play that track next.
All right, thumbs up all the way around is what we're saying.
All the way around.
All the way around. All right, you can check out this review and more at 977theriver.com. And their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, is on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Podcasts are free.
Rock on.